If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Hey.
Day songs was long as I don't know what. We done gone several places since we started that song. If someone might stand with Simply Nay, I am Simply Nay in full effect. I thank you so much for taking the opportunity to check out the mic stand. We're here. We are playing some of my back to school favorite songs. These songs are about learning, about life lessons, about school. For no matter what age you are, because we are students in life, right? And so I wanted to give parents and students an opportunity. opportunity to just listen to some good music as we do those last minute hairstyles, get those book bags together, and prepare for another year of excellence. We're going to speak that into existence. Whether you are entering into the pre-K for the first time as a youngin', whether you're going to daycare as a 6-year-old baby, or whether you're 66 and going to get your GED, you get a gold star, and we are going to clap you up. That's how we're going to start the show today. Hello. Yes, y'all, yes. We got to celebrate ourselves. There's too much real nigga shit going on, and we don't celebrate ourselves. We don't. We don't do it. I'm celebrating you for taking a moment to deeper and learn a little something. And even if you're not going to a formal institution of education and you're just learning from life, you know that that applause was for you as well, because you will definitely share those life lessons and continue to spread the word, make other folks knowledgeable. In this school, some call Hard Knock Life. We want to thank our sponsors that continue to decide that this show is something that needs to be on your airwaves in 192 countries, more than a million listeners. We love you long time. And that is first because Stand Omni Media provides a platform for the voice and cultures that are often silenced. If you are interested in being a guest on our show, or think you can host a show of your own, I invite you to check out www.wheredoyoustand.com for more information. Stand Omni Media not only sponsors and presents the One Mic Stand show, but they are also responsible for Stay Woke Radio, Capital T, The Black Male Show, and a number of upcoming fall shows that y'all are ready for. Org. You're not ready, but as TD Jake says, get ready, get ready, get ready. We are also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, extraordinary, exquisite lesbian dating for the upper crust of the lesbian community. Yeah, we ain't plenty of fools in around here. No, that's not the life we live. We don't do that. If you're interested in meeting your Eve, take an opportunity to visit www.eveonline.com or on any social media outlet at eveonline. And yeah, if you're interested in becoming an Eve, email eve4eveonline@gmail.com. They are looking for Eves in cities all over. Must identify as a lesbian woman. They are taking women of all backgrounds, shapes, sizes, abilities, and experiences. So yes, get with them. Don't bullshit with them. We are also sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 social organization for LGBTQI people of purpose and professionals. If you are interested in getting down with the Get Down, you need to email an application. This is a very exclusive organization, and their email is lifestylepowerplayers@gmail.com. You can still buy a book, Successfully Single. It's going to be amazing if you read it and color in it, because it is an adult coloring book. Adult recess is a real thing. We all have needs. I think some people need to color. You can get it at IamSimplyNay.com. IamSimplyNay.com is exactly where you can find Successfully Single, Confessions of a Professional Dater, as well as the calendar of appearances and information on how to book me, Simply Nay, for your upcoming event. I'd love to be there if the price is right. I cannot pay my landlord with your well wishes. These are simply facts. I'm just keeping it real. Let us get it on the get on. Today, we are having our back to school soundtrack. It's just some music that I like, that talks about life lessons, that talks about things we need to know, different educational outreach opportunities. And so you cannot, and this is just, you know, whatever you say, you can't start off without Schoolhouse Rock. You can't talk about school and you haven't given anybody any Schoolhouse Rock. So we're not going to be disrespectful. There is only one song you can start this conversation with, and that is Thank you. Shout out to the kids who grew up with Schoolhouse Rock. We're just going to keep doing this for a minute because some folk don't know. Some folk don't know. School them about the Constitution.
Hey, do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. I'm told our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out, the things that we should be, and they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution. It's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the Preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that known the world around. The USA was just starting out, a whole
people in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
You can't play with Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock is old. Schoolhouse Rock is back when cartoons didn't cuss and, you know, just way back in the day. And I really appreciate Schoolhouse Rock for really getting down to the nitty gritty of the essentials of education and taking it and putting it to sort of what was a folk rock, acceptable, familial tone, so that everyone could understand a lot of processes that influenced the world that they were living in. Schoolhouse Rock didn't just teach you about verbs or nouns or conjunctions or the Constitution. It also taught you about legislation. And one of its most famous songs, one of the most famous songs that I find pops in my head randomly, and it could just be because I'm a community organizer, will always be this one right here. Break them down. The last one from Schoolhouse Rock on Simply Made Back School Soundtrack. I'm just a bill. Come on with the word. How does it work?
Sure,
or how is it supposed to work?
Steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Of congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so old.
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching the kids what they need to know. Now, if you live in D.C., going to D.C. public schools, D.C. public charter schools, being homeschooled, unschooled, whatever's going on, we don't have statehood. So things happen a little differently here. Look out for the go-go version of I'm Just the Bill coming soon from somebody. I don't know who. I'm giving you the idea. Come on, use your creativity and produce. Schoolhouse Rock taught me so much. And it was cool to watch the cartoons. This was back before you could Netflix and chill. There was no YouTube. We had Etch-A-Sketch and a Dream. That was all we had. But, you know, I thought about it. You can't talk about conjunction junctions or their functions. You can't talk about bills or the Constitution if you don't know your letters. Let's have the Jackson 5 teach them to you. Simply Nays Back School Soundtrack. In peace to black and white Michael. They both gone. We lost them both. We lost Michael twice. And I'll never, ever be okay after the loss of those, both of them. Young baby Michael with the brown skin and old white Michael with the dance moves that we love oh so much. ABCs by five. You can't learn nothing if you don't know your ABCs. Those are the letters that make up the words, that make up the sentences, that make up vocabulary that you learn here. And I thought about it. You know, I wanted to get into some of the classics that we learn in school and primary. And if you are in the United States of America, we're heard in 192 countries, then I know you've heard this before. See if you remember it.
Deserves our bow with a loose and now 50 nifty United.
to come in at the end like a Broadway superstar. You wasn't ready for that. Shout out to National Christian Academy, who taught me that school. Listen, never forget your elementary school, because they build prisons based on your third grade reading level. So if you were in an elementary school, the man sure you can read up to date, you can spell, you can write in cursive. I heard they don't teach kids how to write cursive in school anymore. I learned that from some kids in school, so I'm going to believe it's true here in the District of Columbia. I don't know about your good old hometown. Let us know at One Mike Stand Show, the whole entire word, not the number, if they teach cursive where you are from. I want to give y'all some back to school tips and talking to the parents who are sending their children to school. So many times I am hearing about parents who really don't know or are struggling with how to engage with the system that is higher education. Definitely want to encourage you to meet your child's new teacher. I don't care if your child been in that school since Jesus was two. It's very important that you are familiar with your child's teacher and your child is familiar with that teacher as well. You want to take some time, speak to that teacher, let them know that you're around. Maybe you want to write a letter. I mean, I would say meet them face to face so you can see if their spirit is right. But I ain't nobody's mama. I'm just saying what I would do if I had a child who was going to school Monday morning or went to school last Monday, whatever your situation is. If your child is going to a new or old school, I would tour the school, look around. Maybe try somebody new that don't sit right with your spirit. Maybe they moved the bathrooms to a place that ain't quite right. Maybe the new lunch lady don't look like she loved the Lord. If you don't tour the school, you won't know. You will not know. I am so thrown aback by how many parents who may not be the parent where the child is home-based, right? That child may not live with that parent, but you don't know where your child's school is, where your child's classroom is. You don't know. Like, that's not okay. And so I'm encouraging you, put your eyes on the place that your child goes to every day. Connect with some friends. Now, that means a number of things. The first, connect with other friends and family who are also emerging in back-to-school season so that you can talk about, you know, trials, tribulations, things like that. The second piece is make with folks in the school, not just in your child's class, not just people your child likes, but folks who you like and you want to continue to create and build a community for your student and a community for all the other students that are there, right? You can't be an all-star all of the time, but you can have an all-star community. So you make friends, your child make friends, and then you all will create a community. Get up your school supplies, please. Please be prepared. If there is a need, share that need. There's a number of organizations, places, people who are making sure that your pupil has what they need to be their best. Please don't feel ashamed to say, hey, I might not have it for a book bag, so we can get you one. We being the people who are doing the right things at the right times. That ain't everybody, but that is somebody. So I really want to encourage you, don't let your child go unprepared. Go ahead and be proactive about making sure that they have what they want. Do not wait to the last minute. Friends, I know I'm telling you this something on a Sunday, but let's say you waited to the last minute to get your baby's hair done. You waited to the last minute to buy your school supplies. You waited to the last minute to get a uniform. You waited to the last minute to get school shoes. Let it be the last time. Just because you make a mistake today don't mean you got to keep doing it tomorrow. It's very important that we teach time management to our young people, our future adults, and it is very important that we manage our time and know our worth, because every moment of your life is valuable. Waiting until the last minute is anxiety-inducing, and oftentimes we forget a lot of the details that are very important to being successful. So I just want to say, as much time as you can take in planning for your success, please do so, and encourage your child to do the same. Then talk about it, right? Talk about how great you're going to be. Intention, how great you're going to be. Shout out to the students of Excel Academy. I had a great time at that public charter school located on MLK. We had great conversations about intentioning and creating a community vision board. A vision to Excel is what they called it. And it was beautiful. It was very beautiful to see students, parents, teachers alike all writing messages of encouragement to their school community. And lastly, I really want to urge parents to consider easing into some sort of routine. I ain't saying what time you got to get in the house. I ain't saying what time you got to go to home, do homework. I'm not saying what time you got to go to bed. But I am saying that there should be a time that you come to the house. There should be a time that you do homework. There should be a time that your baby needs to go to bed. And we, by creating those routines, then further reinforce time management and plan for success. I'm just telling you some things I've learned, and I want to share. How about we hear a song? I love this song, right? This song always makes me feel like it's the first day of school. Fun! We can have fun at school. Nothing's wrong with that. Featuring Janelle Monae. We Are Young. Has fun done anything else with this? Let me know if you know.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Tonight.
Want to give that to all the folks feeling young at heart, all of those returning to school, our college students, everyone who together we are young, always young at heart, always thirsty for knowledge, never know everything. So take it with a party attitude. I want to get into some adult songs about learning and whatnot and what have you. And I'm, of course, going to go back to some of those basic things that we should know. Like, we talked about the 50 United States, but what are the capitals? You know? Do you know the capital of all 50 states? I was very surprised to know many, not just myself. I thought it was a me thing, but I talked about it to some folks, and I wasn't the only person who appreciated the artistic depiction that is Animaniacs and Wacko's knowledge of the state capitals. If you never heard the song, here it is for you. Good time. 2 minutes that you never.
The Daily Double. Wacko, you can wager all or part of your money.
I'll blow the wad.
All right, then. In the category of the United States, the answer is the names of all 50 states and their capitals.
Okay. Here goes. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, and Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts, Boston, and Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Nashville, Tennessee. Elvis used to hang out there a lot, you know. Trenton's in New Jersey, north of Jefferson, Missouri. You got Richmond in Virginia, South Dakota has Pierre. Harrisburg's in Pennsylvania, and Augusta's up in Maine. And here is Providence, Rhode Island, next to Dover, Delaware. Concord, New Hampshire, just up with Jaunt. To Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Hartford's in Connecticut, so pretty in the fall. And Kansas has Topeka, Minnesota has St. Paul. Juneau's in Alaska, and there's Lincoln in Nebraska, and it's Raleigh out in North Carolina, and then there's Madison, Wisconsin, and Olympia in Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Lansing, Michigan. Here's Honolulu, Hawaii's a joy, Jackson, Mississippi, and Springfield, Illinois, South Carolina with Columbia down the way, and Annapolis and Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. They have wonderful clam chowder. Cheyenne is in Wyoming, and perhaps you make your home in Salt Lake City out in Utah, where the buffalo roam. Atlanta's down in Georgia, and there's Bismarck, North Dakota, and you can live in Frankfurt in your old Kentucky home. Salem in Oregon, from there we join Little Rock in Arkansas, Iowa's got Des Moines, Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and its city, Charleston, West Virginia, and Nevada, Carson City. That's all the capitals there are. Huh?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You failed to put your response in the form of a question.
And then you learned you can't win them all. Even when you're right, you're not right. If it's right, you got to give the people in power what they ask for. If you decide that that's how you're going to make your coin for them, following instructions, doing as asked. That was one of the biggest lessons I learned. Beyonce has some back-to-school music. She does. It's not getting formation. You may have forget. She came out with a really fun song called School and Life. Here it is.
Beyonce was basically letting you know that no matter how many schools you go to and how many degrees you get, you're always going to be learning something. She also was kind of nodding at the fact that she doesn't have any higher education degrees, but her coins, she knows something. She's doing something right. So shout out to those who never spent a day in college but got those coins together. There's so much of a emphasis on what you look like, right? It's like, oh yeah, of course, Beyonce, sure. Sure, shit is good for her. But like, what about the folks who don't feel confident in who they are, who don't love themselves? Let's take it back. Before there was a Schoolhouse Rock, to Sesame Street. And they have a cool song that just says, I love my hair. So for everybody going back to school, whether you were able to go to the hair salon or not, whether you like what you see or you're on your way to liking it, we just wanted to send some love to all the natural and unnatural shawties out there. Oh, I love my hair.
Don't need a trip to the beauty shop, cause I love what I got on top. It's curly and it's brown and it's right up there. You know what I love, that's right, my hair. I really love my hair.
I love it too, baby. Whoever you are, wherever you are, embrace yourself, love yourself. Catch this, right? So as we were doing research, curating the different songs that school you in some kind of way, I found a song that just blew my mind, for lack of a better word, because I really liked how they were able to fuse scientific facts with vocabulary. So this is vocabulary teaching you about the three types of rock that exists. Rock with us. Literally.
Yeah. So you want to be a rock star, huh? I got you. Look. Oh, you like rocks like Dwayne Johnson? Okay. There's three different types. Let me show you each option. The first type is igneous. They were first on the planet and the newest rocks being created right now. Understand it?
Come on.
They form when magma and lava cool.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't touch before they do if I was you.
Nah.
Think you might forget? Here's a quick reminder.
Listen.
In Latin, ignis means fire. Next up is sedimentary rocks. You can't stop. Their formation starts with the weathering of another rock. Weathering means the wearing down. Erosion is when weather rocks are moved by wind and water all around. Then they are deposited like money in the bank, meaning they stop moving like a broken tank.
Yeah.
In time, the sediments form layers and stick together as rocks like two of my favorite players.
Come on.
Different rocks are formed from different sediments, depending on where they get deposited. Is it evident? A metamorphic rock forms from an existing rock that gets buried very deep under pressure and where it's very hot. The pressure and the heat are very high, but the rock doesn't melt, it morphs, I wouldn't lie.
Nah.
Morph means change if you didn't know.
Come on.
Now morph into a rock star.
So you
let's
wanna be
go.
A rock star? To get hype. There's three different rocks, better know every type. I'm talking about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Study till you get it, don't forfeit, and you can be a rock star. Three different different rocks, better know every type. I'm talking about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Study till you get it, don't forfeit it, you could be a rock star. So you wanna be a rock star? Get hyped,
get hyped.
Here's a few clues to figure out a rock's type.
Yeah.
Igneous rocks often have crystals.
Okay.
But if you're not seeing them, it could be obsidian. That's one example.
Listen.
Of an igneous rock with the crystals missing. They may look glass-like, shiny and glisten. Usually they're not layered, but I suggest you look for gas bubbles trapped during the cooling process.
Okay.
Sedimentary rocks can be layered or striped, and grains of the sediments can look glued together tight.
Come on.
They're soft most of the time and can crumble easily like cookies of your favorite kind. That's not every clue, believe I got more. Usually the rock that might contain a fossil from a dinosaur. Imagine digging through many sedimentary rocks. Crack one and see the horn of a triceratops.
Whoa,
last on the list you could pick are the rocks we know as metamorphic.
Yeah.
They may have mineral grains in alignment. That means lined up before you look it up and find it. They may have ribbon-like layers of minerals called bands like gneiss. Have you held it in your hands? Other metamorphic rocks are schist and slate. Slate is what they used to make black boys back in the day. Oh, you wanna be a rock star? Get hype. There's three different rocks, better know every type. I'm talking about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Study till you get it, don't forfeit it, you could be a rock star. Three different rocks, better know every type. I'm talking about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Study till you get it, don't forfeit it, you could be a rock star. Let's get hype. Three different rocks, better know every type. I'm talking about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Study till you get it, don't forfeit, and you can be a rock star and get hype. There's three different rocks, better know every type. I'm talking about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Study till you get it, don't forfeit, and you can be a rock star.
Get that in. We had to get that in. There are learning and what you can learn and all those things. We want to wish everyone return back to school. We want to thank you for taking the time to rock with us once again on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. And we're going to leave you with more music.
Told the true definition of a man was to never cry, work till you die, got to provide, always be the rock for my fam, protect them by all means,
and give you the things that you need, baby.
Our relationship is suffering, trying to give you what I never had.
I say I don't know how to love you, babe.
Well, life ain't showed me the way. I keep my feelings deep inside, I channel them with my pride.
I'm trying desperately, baby, just
teach
work
me
with me.
Love.
Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Never let them think you care at all. Let no one get close to me before you and me. I done shared things with you, girl, about my past that I'd never tell to anyone else. Just keep it to myself.
Girl, I know I lack affection and expressing my feelings.
It took me a minute to come and admit this, but see, I'm really trying to change now. Wanna love you better, show me how.
I'm trying desperately, baby.
The way to surrender
my heart.
My heart.
Girl, I'm so low.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love.
How I can get my emotions involved.
Yeah.
Teach
me.
Show me how to love.
Show me the way to surrender
my heart.
Girl, I'm so low.
Oh.
Teach me how to
school spirit, up for number. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put this down. I'ma make sure these light-skinned diggers never, ever, never come back in style. Told them I finished school and I started my own business. They say, oh, you graduated. No, I decided I was finished chasing y'all dreams and what you got planned. Now I spit it so hot, you got tan. Back to school and I hate it there, I hate it there. Everything I want, I gotta wait a year, I wait a year. Graduated at the top of our class. I went to Cheesecake, he was up for the month and waited there. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no. I got a Jones like Nora for your Sora. Bring Mora, them girls I seen in the Aurora. Tammy, Becky, and Laura, Aura, Shirley. I'm tryna hit it early, like I'm in a hurry. See, that's that Doobie Kane, the young Pootie Tang, Tippy Tow. Rockefeller chain, yeah, that's my rapper style. Rosary piece, yeah, that's my Kappa style. Red and white ones, yeah, that's my Kappa style. And I ain't even pledged. Crack my head on a steering wheel, and I ain't even dead. If I can go through all that and still be breathing, it's been over, I'm here for a reason. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Oh, hecky no, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Oh, hecky no, that boy is raw. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. I feel some woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. A couple woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was.